Hey, hi. Sorry to barge in. Do you happen to have a screwdriver? My cabinet door just fell off like a drama queen. Really? That'd be great. Thank you. Sure, thanks. I'm actually curious. I've never been in your house before, have I? Oh, sorry. Just didn't want to let the heat out. Hope you don't mind. My very first time, not gonna lie. It's pretty nice in here. I could definitely live like this. Oh, actually, if you've got a Phillips head, that'd be perfect. The screws are a bit stripped, so the flat head might just make it worse. Huh? Oh yeah, you know, the cabinet. It's the one above my sink. I've been meaning to fix it for weeks, but I kept putting it off. Then today, I just reached up to grab a cup, and the thing practically attacked me. Swung open like it had something to prove, then just ripped off the hinge completely. Yeah, well, I guess this is what happens when you're a single woman, right? Just have to deal with stuff like this on your own. It's fine though, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm not clumsy. I can take care of most of the stuff around the house. You're really cute when you're focused, do you know that? Sorry, just being honest, I like to say what's on my mind a lot. Perfect, thank you. This one will do for sure. You know, I've just realized something. We don't really know each other too well, even though we live literally next to one another. That's weird, isn't it? I was just wondering if maybe, if you don't mind, maybe I could stay for a little longer and change that. What do you say? Yeah, coffee is great. I'd love that too. Actually, how about I make us both a coffee? Don't worry, I won't burn your kitchen down, unless you want me to. Okay, sure, yeah, lead the way. So, can you tell me how such a cutie like you is still as free as a bird, with no woman ready to pounce at me as soon as I start talking to you? No, come on, don't give me that. You know you got it, you have to know. No? You don't think so? Well, I guess I'll have to help you realize a few things today. Don't worry about it yet. Just tell me, how do you take your coffee? Black? Or are you one of those people with all the fancy syrups and whipped creams and stuff? You know, I could get creative. Maybe throw in some cinnamon? Or are you more of a keep it simple type of guy? I'm kind of a no-nonsense coffee person myself, but I might make an exception for you. Same? Okay, perfect. Looks like we've got a lot of things in common now, don't we? We're both single, and we like to keep it simple. Rhymes even. Maybe you and I should go on a date together. Nah? Why, am I not hot enough? Relax, I'm just messing with you. I know what you mean. I don't care about dating either, to be honest. I don't think I'm ready for anything serious just yet. Don't get me wrong, I'll go on dating apps and like find a boy toy or whatever, but that's it. You don't do that? Why? Are you afraid you'll get attached? Oh, wait, seriously? You? Shy? I couldn't tell. I mean, you're doing fine with me so far, so I don't know what you're talking about. Well, if you say so. You know yourself better than me. But like, honestly, you have no reason to be shy at all. Just talking about what I'm seeing, that's all. A handsome guy like you should just be oozing with confidence. But maybe it takes the right person to bring it out of you. Someone that will take her time with you. Or even someone like me, for example. You know, I've been with a lot of shy guys before, and let me tell you, they're not the same shy guys today as they were back then. What did I do? Nothing. I guess you could say I restored their faith. All right, Mr. Modest, let me work my magic here. Where do you keep your coffee? Grounds, pods, beans? Hit me with it. Oh, found it. You're lucky I know my way around a kitchen that isn't mine. You go ahead and wait for me in the living room. It'll be ready soon. Yeah, I'm sure. Don't worry. I'll clean up after myself. Unless you're into chaos, then I might just leave a little trail. Oh yeah, this is nice. What is it called? Might have to write that down somewhere before I leave. Anyway, cheers, neighbor. So it's time for a completely random question now. What do you think of my outfit? Does it look good on me? How about when I cross my legs like this? Or if I pose like this? What? I just need your opinion. Oh, yeah. Now I can definitely see what you were talking about. This is all it took to get you all nice and flustered. I wonder how much worse I can make it if I really try. Well, you know, there are some things on my mind. You know, I have an idea. Why don't you show me your bedroom? Well, I think you know where this is going. We're both adults here, right? And now, what if I told you that the screwdriver was just an excuse? I'll show you if you let me. Actually, forget the bedroom. How about I just take what I came here for right now? That's it. Give in. Give in like you're supposed to. I want you to unbutton my shirt. You heard me. So shaky. Just relax. I'm not gonna eat you. Not yet, at least. I mean, the longer you take, who knows? There you go. Now, let's do something a little different. When I was posing earlier with my legs crossed, I noticed you staring at my feet. You like them, don't you? It's okay if they turn you on. You don't need to be embarrassed. I know they're quite nice. I take really good care of them. Here, why don't you take off my slippers for me? Go on, I know you want to. And the other one? Good boy. Now, why don't you put my toes in your mouth? Dead serious. Go on. Show me how much you like them. Like I know you do. Open that mouth. That's it. Now suck it. Suck on my foot. Fuck yeah. Suck on me. Suck my toes so hard. Mm-hmm. See, isn't it so nice to just let go and stop pretending? Now stick your tongue out. I want you to lick me from the heel to the toe. That's it. Lick my sexy soul. Make it all nice and shiny with your spit. You're gonna need it for your cock real soon. That's right. I'm gonna jerk you off so fucking good with my feet. You're gonna lose your damn mind. But for now, just worship my feet. Show me how much you want it. That's it. Lick and suck on both of them. Bury your fucking face in them. Okay, that's enough. Take off your clothes. Let me see that cock. Look at you. Such a sexy little thing. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with you, aren't I? Here, I want to sit behind you on this couch. We're going to do a reach around. You know what that is? That's okay. You're going to see it in a bit. I'm here to teach you some things. Just going to get your cock a little wet first for my feet. And now the moment you've been waiting for. Oh, yes. Look how sexy that is. Look how nice my pretty feet look wrapped around the base of your cock. Stroking you up and down. You like that shit, don't you? My arms pulling you into me by the shoulders. My mouth in your ear. My feet jacking you off. Isn't this what you've been dreaming about from the moment you saw me today? Why am I doing this? Oh, I don't know. Because I can. I just fucking love dominating shy little cuties like you. It's my favorite thing in the world. And I just so happen to be skilled at the foot job thing too, aren't I? That's it. Take it. Just be quiet. Don't say anything. Let my feet do all the work. Just take your milking. Be a good boy for mommy. You liked that, huh? That's right. You can go ahead and call me mommy if you want. Melt into my tits. Close your eyes and just melt. Right. Don't fight it. I know it's building up. Just let go. Come for me. Yeah, come for me. Come all over my perfect feet. Come on. Oh, I want it. Give it to me. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, oh. There we go. Good boy. That's a good little boy. Look at that. Just painted my soles with your cream. It looks so fucking good. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Now, I hope you're ready for more because I'm going to fuck the shit out of you in your bed.